In the September 15th state primary election, we saw a slate of progressive candidates actually unseat incumbent Democratic candidates in General Assembly races. And some of those incumbents have been in office for a while. What was your reaction to those results?
Extremely excited. They've been in office for a while. It's actually, we unseated a 22-year incumbent and a 38-year incumbent with folks who've never run for office before. And it's pretty remarkable the amount of hard work that went into that. And even then, you know, these races are very difficult to win going up against that kind of money and that many years in office. So extremely excited.
Explain for me a little bit the involvement of Working Families Party in these races, in these campaigns.
Sure. So the exciting thing is that we have been working in Delaware following the 2018 primary to do several campaign manager and field director and candidate trainings throughout the state. And smaller individual follow-up trainings, whether that was on fundraising or field over the past 2 years, and then working with the campaign managers, the field directors, the candidates themselves to do candidate coaching over the course of the past 2 years. We did about 7,000 texts statewide, but really the majority of our work is the individual, again, campaign manager and candidate coaching. So everything from fundraising to communication support to field support, just working with the candidates on a weekly basis, checking in, making sure we're being as helpful as possible.
You mentioned September 15th was a night for progressives, and you started working in Delaware in 2018. But to the extent you can, how did this year's results compare to past elections in Delaware, past state primaries?
Sure. So in 2018, there were a couple of statewide progressive candidates in the down ballot races. But this year, again, with the insurgence of what we've been building over the past couple years, we had not only so many candidates statewide for everything from Wilmington City Council to State Senate. We also had just a greater infrastructure and kind of a bench of folks who were able to run campaigns and people who themselves were willing to run for office. So there was a full slate, and the candidates were able to work together, lean on each other, talk to each other for support. We had trainings together so that they had a network of each other to lean on for support.
To back up a little bit, what types of candidates and platforms does the Working Families Party support and, you know, endorse when you're looking around for these local kind of down ballot races to get involved with?
Sure. So we support candidates who are good on the issues, things that I'm now excited to work on legislatively here, especially in Delaware, like these candidates in particular, $15 as a minimum wage, funding for healthcare, legalization of marijuana, same-day voter re-registration when folks are coming out of incarceration. But, you know, we're a grassroots political party that's, you know, focused on candidates who are good on all those issues, whether it's progressive taxation, funding for education, racial justice, economic justice. But the other thing that I love about these candidates is they were folks who are community organizers. You know, or Medina Wilson Anton was actually working for the state representative that she ended up beating. People who weren't necessarily thinking about running for office, but realized that it was time for a change and stepped up to be the leader and take that on.
I know that Working Families Party got a candidate on Philadelphia City Council somewhat recently as a third party, you know, Working Families Party candidate. So thinking about kind of strategy long term as you get more involved in Delaware, do you see a time in which you would, you know, try to back a candidate and have them run as a Working Families Party candidate rather than a Democrat?
Yeah. So in our view, a political party is a group of people who come together around a common ideology, right? And they can make changes in elections. So in some states, like in Philadelphia, I ran a slate of two Working Families Party candidates, Nicholas O'Rourke and Kendra Brooks. And we're extremely proud of council member Kendra Brooks getting in. For that specific seat, there was two seats that were reserved for a minority party, and we ran Kendra and Nicholas for those seats. Kendra prevailed, and I believe that we changed history, because forever now independents will run more serious campaigns for those seats. We want to support folks who are actually viable and going to win. So in Delaware, that I think looks like supporting progressive Democrats who are good on the issues in Democratic primaries. And for instance, I believe that Wilmington City Council has a seat that's similar in nature to the seat that Kendra Brooks won in Philly City Council. So it's not out of the question that we would look at that in the future. But in other states like Delaware, we operate within Democratic primaries and work to elect progressives who reflect our values.
So I want to ask you about the makeup of the candidates that unseated incumbents. The incumbents were all white men, and the insurgent candidates were much more diverse, whether it's, you know, sexual orientation, religion, or race. Is this kind of a trend that you're seeing elsewhere? What do you make of that?
I mean, in Rhode Island, which is a comparable state, we elected a black woman, Jamaican American, who outseated a longtime incumbent years ago. It's actually fairly remarkable. I think that we can see throughout the country in races that we've won, even if they're majority white districts, we have been able to win against establishment candidates with progressive candidates of color.
So a number of these progressive candidates who unseated incumbents in the Democratic primary now face an opponent in the general. Will Working Families Party be involved in those races, and what's the strategy?
I think it's exciting that we have such hardworking candidates that will continue to do voter outreach and work with the candidates and the campaign managers and the field directors, and continue to help folks navigate through campaigning during COVID, and specifically supporting the candidates and the campaign's work to sign up folks to vote from home safely, and make sure that we get as many folks to do that as possible.
Vanessa Clifford of the Working Families Party, thank you so much.
Thank you.